Now she's only on there once.
Oh, I'm off, right?
One of the kids.
Oh, she's on twice.
Okay. So I think we can just about start now.
So Jenny's on, right?
I see her, but I don't hear her. I just see Virginia. That's all I see. So
I do too.
I'm assuming it's her. She's connecting to audio now. Okay. So
Heather, how did you get on by phone?
I don't think she is.
Well, it's according to my screen, I can see her. She's on computer, and then it says Heather by phone. Does anybody else see that?
No, Mishi, what was that code again? I'm going to text it to Heather.
Oh, 2268-061.
2268-061?
Yeah, I converted that from the phone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give her that code. Let's see if that works.
Yeah.
Oh, I see Heather by phone now, Lori. But I still can't hear her.
2268-061.
That's the passcode.
Yeah. But I converted Canton 1 to the number.
Oh,
through the phone.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, Heather says
she can't hear.
Oh well, okay.
She's watching.
Okay, all right.
So it's recorded.
All right, let's move.
You have to put the phone on the speaker.
Right.
Okay, let's move forward then. And today is February 1st, a little after 12 noon to be exact. It is what time? 12:07. And we're starting the Commission on Aging meeting via Zoom. And we have Mary Lou, Heather, Dottie, Donna, Lori, Jessica, Mishi, Ginny, and I believe that's it.
Maureen by phone.
And Maureen by phone. Okay, hello Maureen, sorry. Okay. Can everyone hear?
Uh-huh.
All right. So usually Maureen leads. Do you want me to go forward or does someone else?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Please.
So the first thing is the COVID vaccine. And I'll try to keep this short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
There's about, 50,000 ways that you can do this, some easier than others. It changes every single day. I am right on the front lines. I've been working with the Farmington Valley Health Department. I've personally signed seniors up that are 75 and over. I've done it through the UConn MyChart, Hartford Healthcare MyChart, and VAMS, the Vaccine Management System. And also, there are closed pods that I have access to through a Google Doc through Farmington Valley Health Department. And once you're completely registered in VAMS, then I have the ability to pop in a senior for an appointment in our area, Farmington, Avon, Simsbury.
Great.
Yes. So that's been awesome. Say again?
Did Jim Keane?
I have not done him personally, no.
Because he doesn't have a computer.
Yeah, seniors like that is actually better to either call in or wait to hear from their primary doctor, only because everybody registering through me needs an email. It's a little bit complicated, but you have to register in VAMS first, and it's like a multi-step process. They send you an email, and then they send you another email. Once that's completed, then I can pop you into an actual appointment. So I will tell you that, as you see in the news, unfortunately, there is a shortage all throughout the country, but definitely in Connecticut. And unfortunately, I don't really know when that's going to change. There are two new vaccine manufacturers, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. And they're supposed to be coming out within a week or two with their own vaccine. I know at least one of them, maybe two, are only one dose. You don't need that follow-up second dose. So that'll help with the general supply. But I also can tell you, I mean, this is public information, but, you know, about 1.4 million people are eligible right now in Connecticut for the phase that we're in. And we're only getting like 40 to 50,000 doses a week. So clearly, if you do the math, we're talking 6-7 months unless something drastically changes. So it's not, it's just not enough. We don't have enough vaccine. But, you know, I think it's going to continue to increase and change, and it will get better. So basically, that's where we are, unless anyone has any questions.
Well, how can we help?
Oh, that's nice, Mishi. You know, it's complicated. Right now, the best thing that you could do to help is even using the voter registration list. Like, I do have access to that. But any seniors that you know that are eligible, 75 and over, you know, just get them in contact with me, or help them even just to call the number. Give them the number that, you know, the 1-800 number. I have it somewhere. You can always email me and I can send it to you. But really just getting the word out to those seniors, like Donna mentioned, right, that don't have email, they don't have smartphones, they don't have the internet. Those are the seniors that I need the public's help with, because we're just obviously so busy. So, you know, there's, I don't know, several hundred of them in that category just in Canton.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's an older couple that go to the dump. They said they talked to their doctor and the doctor said no. They're like 90.
Yeah, so when you say their doctor said no, you mean that maybe they know they can't do it through the doctor's office, is yeah, maybe what they meant. So I can help them, Donna. Just have them call me on the phone if they're not having any luck, because I've helped other people. I've also, a lot of family members of our seniors have called me, like, you know, nieces, nephews, children. And then I coach them how to set up an email and how, you know, what to look for. And then they help their elderly family member.
Right. Okay.
That works.
Yeah. So.
Jessica, I thank you for getting my first shot. Thank you very much.
Oh, hi. You can hear me. Oh, you're welcome.
I can hear you. I'm on the phone.
Okay. Yes. Oh, hi, Jenny. Good. Yeah, my pleasure.
Hi, Jenny. Hello.
Good.
Yeah, I will call you about my second after I finally exhaust all my.
Okay, yeah. And I did get a couple calls this morning for their second through that same document, the Google Docs, but unfortunately, yeah, they haven't opened up far enough out. So it's only to like February 8th, and most people are getting the second shots at the end of February, beginning of March, and those pods aren't open yet. So yeah, just give me a call back, you know, in a week or two, and then they'll open up little by little.
Thank you. I feel a little safer.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Jenny, can you hear me? This is Lori.
Yes, Lori, I can hear you.
How did you get in on the phone? What did you use as the passcode?
Passcode, it was on an email from Heather and Heather and Jessica. I just happened upon it by accident and tried it and it worked. I can't go back, I don't think, because then I'll lose you.
268061.
Yes, that's what I use.
Say that one more time, Donna.
2268061.
061. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you have to convert the phone number to the character to the number.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
We'll learn.
Yes.
Won't we?
Yep.
We don't have to for too long.
Right, I know. And I just want to remind you, Ginny, we're being recorded for freedom of information compliance. Okay, so unless anyone has any questions about the vaccine, I'll move on to the next topic if we're ready.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so the taxes for AARP, we are doing it. It starts February 9th, once a week on Tuesdays between the hours of 9 and 3. Just give us a call once again, and we have several questions to screen and ask for. We'll put you right into the schedule. It's all going to be done from the comfort of your own car. You will not be entering the building. We are using the same tax from what is it, VITA or VITA? I don't know how to pronounce that acronym, but that we used last year. And he's going to be one person scanning all the documents. In a week prior to your appointment, you have to come to the outside of our double doors and pick up a huge packet to fill out. And then you bring that with you once you arrive for your appointment. And, you know, someone will come out to your car, collect your documents, bring it in, and then bring it back out. And AARP will then contact you for your follow-up exchange for documents.
Okay.
So that's the plan there. Any Great. Questions?
Nope.
Okay. Easy. This is an easy one.
Yeah.
Lunch is going wonderfully. I often eat it myself, pay for it also. And it is so good. Laura's a fantastic cook. We've gotten wonderful feedback. It's significantly better than CRT food. She cooks it fresh every week.
She's wonderful.
Yeah. Who said that? Ginny? Lori?
I go and volunteer to help put it all together on Friday. She's amazing.
Oh,
how can she do it?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so are you, and she appreciates your help. That's for sure. And everybody else who volunteers.
It's fun.
The same few that we've had. Yeah. So you know, and she always has a nice fresh homemade dessert. So twice a week, and the ladies Jess and Laura both have a lot of plans coming up for the cafe in general. Just, you know, desserts and themed meals and themed desserts for our holidays. It's just COVID's just, you know, obviously ruined everything. So we're working on all that, you know, coming up. Okay.
It looks very good.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Donna, I know that you wanted to discuss the dump pass briefly.
I want to know why seniors in Canton don't get discount dump passes.
Because they have to pay for it.
Right. Avon, Simsbury, Farmington all get discounts.
So, I'll pipe in. Okay, so Donna, I know you and I have talked a lot, and this is not my department. I don't manage the dump passes, but from what I understand from speaking with the town clerk's office, my best answer to you at this time is there is a discount
if you own a home
or you rent, but I know that you had some difficulty with some loopholes there, but there is a discount posted on the website, and it's a very specific policy. But yes, you have to either rent or own a home, and then there is a discount. And I understand, you know, that's not the criteria for everybody. And I know that people obviously still need help with it. And I have addressed that as an issue, and I brought it up, so they're fully aware. But that's really my only answer at this point.
Well, Leslie Hill said that when she was getting out of office, she noticed a lot of seniors fell through the cracks.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, after doing this now, this role for a year and a half, a little more, that's true. And it's sad. You know, obviously, again, I'm one person. I only have three staff members and they're all part-time. Laura's even less than part-time. And the amount of seniors we have in our town is quite huge. And yeah. It's only growing. And I'm also the director of social services in general. So that takes up an enormous amount of time as well. And I know that I'm not the first to mention that to the board and, you know, to everybody that, you know, it would be great to have more help and more staff to address the needs of our town. And I think towns just don't move quickly, and it just takes time. And we do our best for being a very busy but small staffed office to get everything done that we can. But there will be people that fall through the cracks that I've never even heard of before, you know, and that's unfortunate. We do our best to reach to people. I mean, Jess physically drops off paperwork. She goes to 12121 Boulder Ridge. I know some of you have helped pass paperwork out, letters, newsletters. Some of you on this call, we've done mailings. You know, we do, of course, we do a lot electronically to save and to do, to reach as many people as we can, but it's a growing, concern and definitely something. Same with housing and transportation. I mean, a lot of the beautiful towns we live in these small towns are struggling with the same thing. So it's definitely notable, and it's not that we don't care. I mean, we care immensely, but there's only so much that we can do for so many people.
Doesn't it take the responsibility of the person who's looking for help to call you? How are you supposed to ferret out people?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, you're there, you can leave a message.
Sure, and
I don't understand why they're having such a hard time. Because I contact you, I'm sure, you know, they must have a friend who has a phone.
Sure, and I think, go ahead, Mishi.
Well, I was thinking, you know, this is one of the Strategic Planning Committee recommendations, just to increase outreach, and maybe we should talk about in a future meeting how we can do the outreach.
It's almost like a grassroots door-to-door type of thing, you know, or a mass mailing. But of course, you know, those are more expensive than you'd think. I mean, when I reviewed the 75 and plus voter registration list, there was like over 800 people just 75 plus. So, I mean, you can imagine, I mean, you know, there's however many thousands of people that live in Canton. So we're not going to reach everybody. But yes, I think people who really need help know that we exist. It's just, yeah. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, I've talked to several people in their 80s and 90s that have called on their own or their families have called for them. So that's nice. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, sadly, there's no way to know about everybody.
No, you don't.
I put it on Facebook that I needed a dump pass. And I said I can't be the only senior in Canton. That 86-year-old woman went on there and said that she's been collecting garbage in her cellar for 3 years. 3 years. She didn't know who to call. She doesn't have any money. So when we found out we weren't going to get a dump pass, three families called me. We collected her garbage, cleaned her cellar, and it's done. But she's going to collect it again. Maggots,
disgust. Yeah. I mean, those situations are hopefully rare, but sad, and we don't want that happening, of course. So, I mean, yes, if that ever happens or you run into someone like that, please do help them get in contact with the clerk's office or, you know, whatever the case, because if she owns and rents, there would have been a discount for her, I'm sure.
She rents, but she said she couldn't get a dump pass. She called.
Why not?
Because she doesn't own the house.
Yeah, but there's qualifications if you're a renter.
She can get the discount.
But they told her no.
It might have depended on what she said, too, why they said no.
Yeah.
Could be.
But you know, she said she had a basement full of garbage that she needed to get rid of and wanted to do it cheaply. They probably would say no. But if she said, I'm an elderly and I need this and I need help.
Well, you said she was renting, so there is a process for that. So if they know all the facts, that makes a difference, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Which one of us is going to volunteer to be the dump pass person?
Donna. I recommend Donna.
Yeah. She did quite a campaign for about 3 weeks, so...
Didn't get any.
Just go ahead and do it, and let us know.
All right.
Yeah.
But at least that lady has a clean cellar.
No, that was nice. Yeah, that was great. All right, so I guess I can move on from here unless I hear any questions.
No.
Nope.
Anything you
want to say? No? Okay. Okay, so the senior center, Bob Skinner, my boss, has kind of kept everything the same since he changed the hours. So we still are open to the public with limited hours, just like the rest of the town buildings. But all the group senior activities together, you know, we're still not doing. Maybe by next month we can do this in person. I'm sure it would be a lot easier. I know Donna had asked about, you know, why can we do taxes and not the COA, but just so you know, we're not having them inside for the taxes. It's one person from the tax aid only, so we're not having the public in.
What are we going to do about the isolation?
That's another thing. I mean, there's so much going on for the people we know how to reach and that we know about, but there's sadly going to be people we just don't reach or we can't reach. I know right now, like, the schools are doing, they want to do like 5,000 like letters, for Valentine's Day. So that's another thing the commission can help with. Just reach out, basically, like I said before, outreach and combating isolation in any way that you're willing to help with. I mean, that's what we need. Boots on the ground.
The letters are going to Newington seniors, not Canton.
There was another post that I saw though that was local, but I don't remember what it was. But hey, I mean, feel free to call the school or to write letters or work together on getting Canton seniors, you know, letters.
I did, but they said they're doing Newington.
Yeah. As far as our center, we are doing virtual activities as we've been doing all along. I know it's not the best, once again, but, you know, we do what we can. TAP is opening back up. We have not charged for these classes virtually in quite some time. However, we are paying the instructors. So we do have to start to charge again, but we're only going to do half price for the TAP. It's quite affordable. So we're starting that up soon, and that would be through Jess Tessman. And you know, we're doing a lot of grab and go events, raffles, and more. I mean, every month she's doing different things at the senior center. And hopefully with the vaccine rollout, we can start to get back to somewhat of a normal place.
All right. I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know how she did the insurance company? Why can't she do this? The CSS for seniors and have them come down and talk to them.
What's CSS?
The food stamps.
Oh, DSS.
DSS, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. We can definitely do that. That shouldn't be hard. I can look for a representative. Actually, early this morning, I was emailing Miss Roberts, who works with FoodShare and specifically SNAP, and I was telling her of all the problems a lot of our clients have with SNAP and access. And you know, I have a direct contact at CRT. It's so much easier when I can scan things and email them, because then I have follow-up, I have documentation, and with DSS, it's just so large. All those state entities are huge. I'll fax something for someone. I'll get proof it faxed successfully, and then they say to the client, oh, we never got it. You know, so it would be easy if I personally and other social workers and directors in town can have personal professional contacts that we can reach right out to help all of our clients with SNAP food benefits and even Husky insurance and unemployment, the same thing. I mean, I can't get through to anybody at unemployment.
Oh, yeah.
It's so archaic.
That fall through the crack about DSS, and they're closed to the public.
Actually, a lot of the DSS offices are open now. They have different hours, but they're back open. And they have been for several months, and the one in Torrington should be open too. That's the most recent information I was given. The in-person office, sometimes it's easier to go in person, to be honest.
Well, two people from 21 drove there, and they were closed twice.
Oh, really? Recently? Mm-hmm. I mean, I always suggest calling. Yeah, they should. I mean, I was told that they were open, like from a inside food share person or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, that could be, you know, I don't know their exact hours there. And that's really it. So our next meeting scheduled March 1st at 12 noon. And if you don't mind just typing down these minutes and getting them, you know, to Linda, as soon as you're able to do that, emailing them, I would greatly appreciate that. I've recorded this on my phone just in case it didn't record on Zoom. When I was so scared it wasn't going to record.
Hang on. Maureen has an issue.
Okay.
We have never elected officers. And by the way, the town website still has information from 3 years ago. It has never been updated.
About the COA?
How do we do that? Should Dottie send a notice to Linda, to whomever?
Yeah.
What is it that's not updated?
Okay. What?
What is not updated?
Well, it still has Marianne as chairperson. It has not updated any of the renewal dates. Okay, but Maureen wants to address the election of officers today.
Okay.
Okay.
So what would
I do? Can do it next month.
Put it on the agenda for next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay, Maureen?
Hang on just a second.
Sure.
Yes, she wants it on the agenda for next month. All right. Okay. It's okay for next month. It's unfinished business.
Yep. That will be a new business for next month.
She wants an unfinished business.
We only have new business and old business.
Old business then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ladies. Well, thank you.
Your campaigns. Okay, everybody. Go out and make snow angels.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Thanks, Jess.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Send your pictures of your snow angels.
Oh, thank you, ladies. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you.
See you guys.
Bye, Heather.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.